Gal's funds were low, but there was only this one night, and then he would have a job. He tried to sound nonchalant. "A good hotel, please." The supervisor was unimpressed. "They're all good. Name one." Gal said, desperately, "The nearest one, please." The supervisor touched a button. A thin line of light formed along the floor, twisting among others which brightened and dimmed in different colors and shades. A ticket was shoved into Gal's hands. It glowed faintly. The supervisor said, 1.12. Gal fumbled for the coins. He said, "Where do I go?"
"Follow the light. The ticket will keep glowing as long as you're pointed in the right direction."
Gal looked up and began walking. There were hundreds creeping across the vast floor, following their individual trails, sifting and straining themselves through intersection points to arrive at their respective destinations. His own trail ended. A man in glaring blue and yellow uniform, shining and new in unstainable plasto textile, reached for his two bags. "Direct line to the Luxor," he said. The man who followed Gal heard that. He also heard Gal say, "Fine," and watched him enter the blunt-nosed vehicle. The taxi lifted straight up. Gal stared out the curved, transparent window, marveling at the sensation of air flight within an enclosed structure and clutching instinctively at the back of the driver's seat. The vastness contracted and the people became ants in random distribution. The scene contracted further and began to slide backward. There was a wall ahead. It began high in the air and extended upward out of sight. It was riddled with holes that were the mouths of tunnels. Gal's taxi moved toward one, then plunged into it. For a moment, Gal wondered idly how his driver could pick out one among so many. There was now only blackness, with nothing but the past flashing of a colored signal light to relieve the gloom. The air was full of a rushing sound. Gal leaned forward against deceleration then, and the taxi popped out of the tunnel and descended to ground level once more. "The Luxor Hotel," said the driver, unnecessarily. He helped Gal with his baggage, accepted a 10th credit tip with a businesslike air, picked up a waiting passenger, and was rising again. In all this, from the moment of debarkation, there had been no glimpse of sky.